You're listening to Pushing the Odds on 920 The Game. Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort here in Las Vegas, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
Local version here on 920 The Game. And I've told you guys, I am fired up for this recruiting weekend for UNLV and TJ Altsenberger having the chance to bring on two really talented players. One of those talented players is David Jenkins Jr. He of South Dakota State, the highest ranked recruit to play for TJ Altsenberger at South Dakota State. Could he be following him to the desert, to Las Vegas? We are very happy to be joined by David Jenkins here on 920 The Game. David, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the time. All right. You are in a very unique situation because you've played for Coach Altsenberger and you know what his offense is going to look like. But when he was recruiting you out of high school, why did you decide to go play for him at South Dakota State?
I get this question a lot. I ended up committing to South Dakota State just because of the relationship me and TJ already had prior to South Dakota State. He's a great people's person, and then the simple fact of how TJ, he would drive, when I was in prep school, TJ would drive 8 hours just to see me for 45 minutes and drive 8 hours back to South Dakota State, and he did that about 3 weekends in a row, and he was the only coach to really show the consistent recruitment, so I felt like in my situation, it was kind of a no-brainer. He didn't only want me, he needed me, and he expressed that by coming to see me 3 weekends in a row. Driving that long just to show me that he really wanted me and needed me at the same time. So me seeing him do that let me know that this was for sure the coach that I wanted to play for, no question about it.
You guys became a top 10 offense with yourself running the show, you and Mike Dom together being such a dominant force. Playing for the offense that coach had described to you, did it match up what you were told in coming out of high school and then what you played in at South Dakota State? Was it what you thought you were getting yourself into?
It definitely was. Everything TJ had said to me coming out of high school as far as what he was going to do for me, what I could do for the team, the role I would have, the pace of play, how the offense was going to work, everything he said, he lived up to his word, you know. Some coaches during their game they're always little to the word. You know, they just say things to get you to the school. But he's an honest guy, and he means what he says, which is why I ended up committing there, and which is why I'm considering going to UNLV as well, because I know he'll live up to his word, and I know he means everything he says. And he's a very determined coach. I have no question that he's going to bring the magic back to UNLV as well.
South Dakota State transfer David Jenkins joining us here on 920 The Game, coming in for an official visit this coming weekend. What are you looking for, David? Obviously, this is another opportunity for you to kick the tires on multiple programs as to where you will continue your college basketball career. But what are you looking for?
I'm ultimately just looking for the best situation and opportunity for me. And when I say situation, I mean I just want to put myself at a school where ultimately – I'm going to win, but not just that. I'm going to set myself up best to reach my next goal of making it to being a pro basketball player. I want to go to a school where I'll be given the best opportunity to do so. Given the best opportunity for me to showcase my skills at a high level. I know UNLV brings that. And like I said, I know TJ's going to bring the magic back to that place. So just being able to go and play at the highest level and being able to showcase my skills and ultimately just making sure I have the best opportunity for me to reach my next goal. But not just that, just I want to be able to win as well, to compete for a national championship. And I know that's something TJ is going to bring to that program.
You averaged over 19 points a game last year, hitting over 45% of your threes. Clearly, coach was able to utilize you properly. How important will it be for you to play wherever you go next in an offense that will properly use your skills?
It's going to be essential overall. Any school that I pick, I mean, obviously, they got to let me be able to have the freedom to score the ball. I feel like some coaches hinder some of their scores, which, you know, some players may not reach their full potential. Peter did a great job of utilizing me in the offense. He knew what shots I needed to get and where to get them. He knew that if I had rhythm or if I got going, he knew how to give me my shots to where I would stay hot. Ultimately, he's a great offensive coach. There's no question about it. So, I mean, any other school I pick, I want to see something similar to that, so where they can utilize me, know what shots I need to get at the right time. You know, because I don't want to go to a school where I'm hindered. I'm hindered, and I won't be able to score the ball as well as I did at South Dakota State. So that'll be huge for the next school I pick.
David, UNLV fans just saw Caleb Grill, who had committed to play with you at South Dakota State after Coach left. He decommitted, clearly being let out of his commitment, but he decided to play close to home. He decided to play in Ames, Iowa, closer to Wichita, Kansas, where he is from, clearly, than UNLV here in Las Vegas. Gonzaga is in Spokane. You are from Spokane. How big is that pull to play at home with Gonzaga interested in your services?
I'm from Tacoma, Washington, but ultimately, I mean, yes, Spokane's close, University of Oregon's close, but Vegas is close as well. I mean, it's all West Coast. I've been on the Midwest for the last 3 years, so I ultimately just want to be on the West Coast in general. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be Washington. It yeah. doesn't necessarily mean it has to be Oregon. The fact that I can be on the West Coast is just better for me to know that I'm closer to home and it's easier for my parents to be able to get to my game. So just being ultimately over here on the West Coast is something that I'm more looking for.
Now, Vegas is a bigger city. There's a lot more going on here than in South Dakota. No offense to those Jackrabbit fans there, but there's a lot to do here. I mean, I am from Boston. I'm an East Coast guy who's living in Vegas now for 4 years. Me and my family absolutely love it here, but does the town where the school is, does that factor in at all to your decision?
A little bit. I mean, Vegas, like you said, there's a lot going on in Vegas, sometimes which can be a positive or a negative. If you look at it, you know, obviously the positive, the better marketing for certain players. Negative, it can be distraction for some players. But, I mean, I'm 2 years in college. I'm pretty experienced, and I know what I want to do, and I won't let the Vegas life distract me from my ultimate goal. But, I mean, obviously, if you can turn that into a positive, Vegas is a big marketing situation if you're a player. You know, you go and showcase and play the right way. There's a lot more things going on out there that you can get exposed to where it can help you with your later your pro career. So I know that. TJ knows that. So that could be a great situation for me as well. You know, sometimes when you're in the smaller cities, you don't get exposed as much as you can. But in Vegas, I mean, everything's there. All the resources are there. It'll just more ultimately help you build your brand. No question about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, USA Basketball comes here to practice, so the biggest of the biggest stars in the NBA are here every summer working out on campus at UNLV. Do you see the potential to make those connections for your career after college that could benefit you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do, and that's something I was aware about before as well. TJ had expressed that to me, how the USA Basketball was, you know, obviously held in their gym. I know I was talking to Amari Hardy, the point guard for UNLV, the other day about that. You know, he's building relationships with CP3 through that. So, I mean, if I ended up coming to UNLV, I would look to do the same thing because ultimately networking and help build your brand.
So you've already talked to players on the roster right now at UNLV?
I have. I've been in contact with Amari Hardy. He's a good dude. Obviously, great, hardworking player. I know Jonah Antonio, who has just recently committed to UNLV. He was getting recruited out of South Dakota State when I was there, so me and him are already good friends, so, yep.
How important is that you could already have established relationships on the team?
I mean, it's great overall. I mean, you got to be able to have a great relationship and build great camaraderie with your teammates in order to win. I mean, that's just how it goes. So, I mean, and if I were to go there and already knowing a few players, I mean, that's ultimately going to only help winning the situation. You got to be close to your teammates. That's just how winning programs are created.
Talking to David Jenkins, South Dakota State transfer, coming for an official visit to UNLV coming up this weekend for Coach T.J. Osselberger. When you're on campus, are you looking for something that's going to click? Are you someone who makes a decision based upon feel? I mean, ultimately, when do you want to make a decision about where you'll play next?
I mean, well, ultimately, it's not like I feel like TJ doesn't have to just sail the visit. I mean, I already know TJ. I already know what he has to bring for me. So, I mean, it's not like he has to go out of his way. But, you know, I plan on taking my visit and maybe 2 or 3 days afterwards, really sitting down and really just analyzing what's going to be the best situation to fit for me. So, yeah, I just plan on taking about 2 or 3 days after. So I'm thinking sometime early next week I plan on making this decision.
And is it safe to say that UNLV is very high on your list of potential places you'll go?
UNLV is high on my list. T.D. Altenberger is my guy. He's a great dude, but I still got to make sure that I'm making the best decision for me overall.
Very cool. David, have fun here in Vegas. It's going to be a nice weather weekend for you coming on. Enjoy your time with Coach Altenberger. If you do wind up committing to UNLV, we'd love to have you back on to talk about the decision. So best of luck making the call. Enjoy the weekend, and thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, my man. Really appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too, man. That's David Jenkins, a highly talented, extremely talented guard who just gave a glowing recommendation on T.J. Altenberger. If you're a UNLV basketball fan and you hear that story about him driving and no other coach showing the commitment, the teams interested in David Jenkins are Oregon, Gonzaga, UCLA, Washington State, Memphis, and, of course, South Dakota State. I mean, that's a list, man. Oregon, Final Four team 3 years ago. Gonzaga, Final Four team, consistently talented, Mark Few. I mean, my goodness. I read an article, and I apologize, and I thought he was from Spokane, Washington, but from Tacoma, Washington, so I do apologize for getting that wrong with David Jenkins. But that would be a massive get. Massive get for T.J. Altenberger if he's able to get David Jenkins. And I think if you're a UNLV fan, you have to feel pretty good about that. He says he wants to make a call, and he wants to make a decision a couple of days after UNLV has the final say, right? I mean, your final pick is UNLV, your final stop is UNLV. Normally, that's a closing opportunity. There's no other visit scheduled afterwards. It's UNLV. He's gone to Oregon. He's gone to Gonzaga. And now UNLV gets a chance to have their shot at him. He mentioned Jonah Antonio, and he knows him, the JUCO transfer who's going to be a shooter for this offense. He mentioned Amari Hardy. He mentioned a current guy on the roster. He already talked to him. That's big, building that relationship. USA Basketball, it sounds like Coach Altenberger's done a really good job of saying, hey, man, you played with me and you scored 19 points a game and hit 45% of your threes. We were lighting it up. We were a top 10 offense. Come here and do the exact same thing. He'll sit for a year, like I mentioned earlier. He will sit for a year, but that's not a bad thing. The fact that he's sitting for a season, I think, is a great thing because he can help the players who are coming in to learn the offense. He knows the offense. There's nothing. He doesn't have to worry about terminology. He doesn't have to worry about the playbook. He knows what coach is going to ask. He can help those young players, the players currently on the roster who are going to have to learn the system. He can do that already and be sort of the Altenberger whisperer, if you will, and say, hey, no, coach wants this, coach wants that, don't do this, don't do that. And when he plays and having 2 years of eligibility left, I mean, he'll be the starting point guard. He'll be the dude. He'll be the guy that they'll look to run at 6'2". Him and Mike Dom ripped apart the Summit League. We'll see what happens in the Mountain West Conference, but I'm pretty confident he could do damage in the conference and be one of the better players, if not the best player in the conference, that type of talent, okay? He's got that type of ability. And coach saw it early, and he went after him. You heard the story about driving, the only coach driving consistently saying, I don't just want you, I need you. And if, you know, that resonates with kids, that a head coach is coming in saying, hey, I need you. We need to drive all over the place. We've got to come in. We got to watch our prep games. We got to watch what's happening. We got to find out what's going on. 3 weekends in a row, he talked about driving those 8 hours from Brookings, South Dakota to watch him play. Coming in, watching him play, finding the opportunity to say, hey, look, this is who we want to be, and you're the piece. We need you. So we'll see what David Jenkins decides. But after that interview, I've done this for a while now. You start talking that glowingly. You start talking about if I were to go there, meaning you're putting yourself mentally into that conversation of going to UNLV. Coach Altenberger is going to have a chance to close that kid this weekend. It would not shock me at all if we have David Jenkins back on the air like next Wednesday after he officially commits to become part of the Running Rebel program. All right, we've got another guest, another potential. Now, I'm not positive this is going to happen, so we've been texting back and forth, and I am hopeful that we're going to wind up getting Elijah Long who is a grad transfer from the University of Texas. We're having some issues with the time zones. We're hoping to get him in the next segment. If not, we'll talk more about the NBA and more about Coach Otzelberger's big weekend coming up. But Eli Long, hopefully next. If not, we'll talk some NBA basketball. It's the local side of Pushing the Odds right here on 920 The Game.